Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on AceTJ.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Summer's here. What is y'all's feelings on, what are your feelings on sundresses?
Love them.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Yeah.
I saw yesterday in a TikTok, a guy was trying to explain to women why men love sundresses so much. Because it's kind of one of the big things, one of the viral topics now is the sundress. The sundresses is that time of year. And he said, look, it's the gray sweatpants for men.
Yeah.
He goes, that should make it, that should be obvious. That men just love sundresses, women.
Sure.
They can be, they're cute. They're fun, they're sexy, playful, all of those things. You know, that's they're all you
playful.
Need to know.
I love it. It's so playful.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's all I'm going to say. That's,
you know. What now?
What, Rob?
What did you say?
Nothing. I said, that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say anything else.
I saw your wife on Instagram. I was logged in under our show page, and I saw she had posted like a carousel on Instagram. She in a bikini. I thought, here.
Oh, from Mother's Day, yeah, where she was holding she was holding the baby up in the air. Or was it?
Oh, maybe it was that.
Yeah, I think so. She was holding the baby up.
No, like the baby was not it, because I would not have had that reaction if the baby was in it. No offense.
Oh, really? Did I miss one? Hang on, let me see what I got. Where we're dealing with here.
She looked real good. She looked.
It was
real
on
good.
Her Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
In an itsy bitsy teeny weeny little tiny bikini.
Oh, I don't. I can't see it now.
On my Instagram today.
Is it gone?
It probably showed that Riggins looked at it a whole bunch, so she was like, I got to get rid of it.
I'm going to take it down. Yeah.
Is this it? It's in black and white?
No.
Oh, okay. No, you're right. It's not a story, I think.
No, I'm not on the story. No, it's on a carousel.
It's if you go to her Instagram, it's the third one, right after the two pins.
Yeah.
It's the cover photo is her and Dax, though.
Yeah, she's posted some sexy stuff before.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can see there are three of them of her in a bikini on there right now on the front page.
Hell yeah.
A lot of pictures of that baby, though. I mean, come on now.
Nobody yeah, it's either that. The baby or apparently or her in a bikini. Some of these aren't even her in a bikini. It's her in a bra. Oh, she's on a, from her photo shoot that she did.
Love that. Less baby, more bikini.
Oh, ain't nobody here. She got daggum baby.
I'll
come
be sure
on
to
now.
Tell her that Riggins God, said no, less say, baby, more bikini.
I don't want
to
be
on her
on the wrong side of that.
Is there a right side to that?
I mean, listen, the baby's cute, but I mean, for me personally, I'd rather see a woman in a bikini than a baby.
Well, I have to agree.
I don't think that's a controversial take.
I'd rather see a woman in a bikini than my own baby. What are you doing? I see that baby all the time. I ain't going, let's face it, I didn't sign up for Instagram to see no baby.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because if you go to your search page, you're getting a lot of bikinis on there, ain't you?
Oh, gosh. That search page is probably diabolical.
Well, here's part of it, though. Amanda will send me pictures. Look how hot this woman is. And it's these workout people that she follows. That are, yeah, wow. You know, this is my inspiration to work out. Bam, you see, you get a picture. It's like, wow, yeah, that's quite an inspiration you got going there.
Why have you done this to me? Now my search is all women in
I
bikinis.
Know. It's terrible. When I go to Instagram, I get a lot of searches of women in bikinis and that work out in very tiny shorts. Where do they get those shorts? That's what I want to know.
What do you mean?
That's what I've asked Amanda 100 times. These workout women that you follow, like, where do they get their workout shorts?
You talking about the ones where, like their butts hanging out?
Yeah, they're way smaller than your workout shorts. What's happening here? She's like, I'm not wearing those.
Hell, you're not.
You can't wear those to the regular gym. I mean, well, you have a good point. I wouldn't want you being in the regular gym wearing. Well, yeah, I wouldn't care. I'd be like, hey, wear them. I don't care.
Why are you dressed like Anthony Davis, you know?
Yeah. My search page is, there's some bikinis. That was Bon Jovi. There's baseball. There's Motley Crue. T-shirts, workout, women.
I mean,
that's pretty much it.
If you ever needed to find out if an algorithm worked, we got it on Aces there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the algorithm at work.
There you go. I just nailed it for you.
Got Staggum Motley Crude and Bon Jovi.
There's some kind of a rocket exploding that it wasn't supposed to. That's pretty cool.
Look, it's a woman now. Hell yeah.
Paul Stanley a kiss. I don't know who Only April is, but hello, Only April.
Only me.
That's my Instagram search.
April showers.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that all of these are controversial, but I saw this. It's 21, quote unquote, controversial food opinions. Hmm. They start, I guess, with the least divisive to the most divisive. For example, 88% of people agree you can do breakfast for dinner and dinner for breakfast.
Ugh.
Again, who are the 12% that are against that?
I'm not really into dinner for breakfast.
Oh, man.
Like tacos in the morning? No, that just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, like get up and like, these wings are about to hit just right at 8 o'clock in the morning. Let's see. I'd rather have a greasy fast food smash burger than a fancy high quality bistro burger. 79% of people agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I get that.
Okay. Shredded iceberg lettuce is delicious on a sandwich. 75% of people agree.
Yummy. I wouldn't say it's delicious, but it adds a little something to it.
Always choose cookies. I'm just hitting these randomly, these controversial food opinions. Always choose cookies over cake.
Yeah.
I'm not going to always take cookies over cake. I can't say always, no.
Now, if it's one of them fresh baked ones from the place in the mall, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take one of those.
Now, this was done, this survey, over 20,000 people voted in this survey. That's how they came up with these answers. Sweet potato fries are trash 99% of the time.
Yep.
I agree.
No.
No, thank you.
Yep.
Give me the real potatoes.
Okay, Rob, here's one. Cool Ranch Doritos are the worst Dorito flavor.
They can go straight to hell.
That is, what are you saying? Cool Ranch Doritos are phenomenal. Although the purple bag, whatever those are.
Sweet and spicy.
Whatever. Sweet and spicy. Those are really good, too. 38% of people agree with this statement. Tofu is amazing.
Oh, come on.
It can't be.
These people are in denial.
37% of people agree with this statement. Heath bars are the best chocolate bars.
No.
Tums are tastier than most hard candies.
Also not true.
30% of people agree. And finally, circus peanuts are a delicious candy.
Who the hell?
26% of people agree with that.
Who are these 20,000 people?
I've never had one, but they look disgusting. They don't even look like edible food.
I have had one, but it's been so long, I couldn't. I was probably in elementary school or middle school. They were terrible. Like, it's one of those, you know, now, why would I ever have one of those again? That was horrible.
Yeah.
And there's something coming to McDonald's, the new Grandma McFlurry. It hits on Tuesday. It's vanilla soft serve with crunchy bits of candy and a new flavored syrup. That's all they're saying. A new flavored syrup that tastes like, quote, Grandma's favorite treat she hid in her purse, end quote.
I think they're saying it's like butterscotch.
That's what I was thinking too, butterscotch. So they haven't said exactly what that is, but people online are saying it's some kind of caramel or butterscotch or combo kind of thing.
Grandma's McFlurry sounds like a sex Urban Dictionary thing.
I'm about to give you the old Grandma's McFlurry.
Ugh. Yeah, no thanks. Butterscotch? No, I'm not into that.
Did you also see that in the UK, they have a Skittles McFlurry now?
No.
That doesn't sound good to me.
It doesn't interest me.
No. Yeah. Gross.
But yeah, Grandma's McFlurry. About the, what did I give you, Grandma's McFlurry?
How you like that, Grandma?
It looks like it's topped with something, too, and I can't tell what it is.
That wouldn't be the new flavored syrup?
No, I'm saying I see the syrup, but then there's little pieces of like some sort of candy, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably Werther's. I bet they
crushed
up a Werther's original and sprinkled it over the top of the thing.
If it's in your grandma's purse.
Ooh.
Well, they probably couldn't use the word Werther's, I'm assuming.
My grandmother had cigarettes in her purse.
Oh, yeah. Grandma, let me make a cigarette.
I was explaining that to Amanda yesterday. We were going through Target. She went in there to get the formula for the baby. We're sitting there talking about something, and I said, look, when I was a kid, you know, if I went to my grandparents' house, my mom's parents, both my grandmother and my grandfather smoked. When you walked in their house,
yeah,
it was smoke. When you got in their car, there was smoke. There was just smoke around. even if they didn't smoke around me, which they did, there was still smoke everywhere.
Still, yeah. Everything smelled like smoke.
Everything smelled like smoke.
Yeah,
yeah. Going to my mom's house now, like it's bad. Like I used to live there and I didn't notice it, but going back now, I'm like, this is what is going on in here.
Once you leave and come back to that environment, it hits you like a freight train. Like, whoa, did it always smell like this?
There's that TikTok. I think it's an ad, but they come home from vacation and the husband turns to his wife. He goes, babe, is this what our house smells like? Like, yeah, you're like, oh my God. You don't realize it when you're living in it.
Yeah. I would be riding around with my grandparents, both of them smoking in the car.
Sure. My grandma had a portable ashtray that she would pull out of her purse, and she'd sit there with her cigarette in one hand and this little tiny flip ashtray. It looked like a little compact, like a makeup compact. She'd sit on our back porch and ash into that and then put the cigarette. And I guarantee that was not like odor proof. You know, it was not locking in. So
she would put that back in her purse?
I think it went back in the purse. It looked like the size of a York peppermint patty. And she'd hold that in her palm and just ash right in there and then put the cigarette butt in there. Oh.
And then somehow it locks back down.
Yeah, the lid, kind of swiveled back into place. Oh, good Lord.
Imagine opening that thing up after it's been in your hot purse for a little while.
Purse in your hot car.
And you got to empty that thing out eventually. My grandfather had this big, tall ashtray that sat next to his recliner that came all the way up, and it had a clip on it, one clip for one cigarette to go in there. But the bottom of it, did y'all ever see Weebles?
Yeah, Weebles wobble,
but they don't fall down. That's the bottom of it was rounded. So if you walked by and bumped it, it was this big, long tube, so the ash and everything and the cigarettes went way down into it. So if somebody walked by and hit it, that thing could go all the way to the floor, then it would swing back up.
Just for cigarettes.
And it didn't, from a decor standpoint.
Didn't really work.
Didn't work with anything.
No, I can't imagine. But that
ashtray was there my entire life.
Yeah.
And I'd just sit there and punch it with my hand. It would go over and swing right back up.
They probably don't make those anymore.
Yeah, I don't think enough people smoke. And nobody smokes in their house anymore. You probably wouldn't have any use for it.
Yeah.
My mom still smokes her house.
What kind of cigarettes does she smoke?
Oh, that's a good question. It changed every once in a while. I can't remember.
Are they menthol or regular?
Regular, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. In her car, the cup holder is not used for cups. It's used for an ashtray that she bought that's designed for cup holders.
Yeah, I know you said that before.
So she just drops that in. It's permanently filling the cup holder?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm assuming she has to dump it at some point, but I've never seen it leave the car.
You ever seen a car where the people use the ashtray that was built into the car?
Every once in a while you see it pop up and you're like, holy crap.
Yeah.
So long.
Yeah. My dad, that little thing would slide out, you pop it open, and he just used that as an ashtray. You know, let me do the cigarette lighter.
Yeah.
And you punch it in, take it out. It's hotter than hell on the end of it. I'd hold it up and he'd stick a cigarette to it, put it back in there. But then there was no cup holder. Your cup holder was these little plastic things you would get that would slide down between the window and the door.
Yeah.
And you could put a Coke, whatever, in that.
It's right next to your head.
Yes, it's right there by your arm. You can reach up and grab it on the door, and then the ashtray was what you used to put the cigarettes and all in.
Yeah.
Until it filled up, and then you just used the old Coke can that was sitting there.
That's it.
I have been with my dad before. I clearly remember he forgot that he had dropped a cigarette into that Coke can, tried to get one last swig out of that Coke, and turned it up while driving and got a cigarette in his mouth.
That just makes me want to throw up.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.